yes. All right, okay. I love it. This is my home. Oh my God, this is where I started in my 20s doing comedy in New York, here at Gotham. Now I'm here in my mid-30s. late mid-30s, guys. I'm 39 for a couple more hours, okay? For this show, I am 39. I know what you're thinking. He doesn't look 39, right? I don't look 39, yeah. I know. It's just my face, though, really. If I unbutton a button here, I'm like the Red Woman in Game of Thrones. I will crumble into a pile of ash and bones, yeah. People get aggressive with me when they don't believe that I'm 39. Like, I sometimes get carded at the bar, and somebody will overhear me being to the bartender, like, yeah, can you believe I'm 39? It's like, oh, cool, man. And then they'll be like, you're not 39, you're lying. I don't believe you. You're lying. And I'm like, I didn't say that I was in Afghanistan. This isn't a stolen valor situation here, even if I were lying. But also, where's the logic in that, right? I mean, if I were gonna lie, why would I use the age 39? Oh, you're 39, gobble, 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 gobble. So the woman tested me on it. She goes, oh yeah, you're 39? Who's the president in 1979? I go, Jimmy Carter. And that doesn't mean that I was born in 79. That means I have a third grade education now. But like, if I was gonna test somebody to find out if they were 39, like I would be like, okay, what are three rumors that only somebody who's 39 would know, right? It's like Richard Gere shoved that gerbil up his butt. Jamie Lee Curtis was born with male parts. And Paul from the Wonder Years is Marilyn Manson, right? And as a bonus, if you type 80085 on your beeper, that spells boobs. Yeah, that checks out, right? That checks out.